other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, our concentration camp, babe, you know, kind of like the STP girl at the Indy 500 or NASCAR, we don't have, you know, the pretty girl in the bathing suit anymore for stuff like that. I mean, we still do. No, we have the pretty girls pushing, arresting anybody that disagrees with the government, putting people in concentration camps. Well, Michelle Malkin, we just talked to her on the phone, and she just can't come on. She just isn't going to. She doesn't want to defend her concentration camp book about how wonderful concentration camps are, an argument for internment camps. The case for internment camps is the name of the brag. I hope you don't spend any money on it. It's not even worthy of being used as bird cage liner, folks. I don't know. You should know the mindset of these people. Just disgusting. They want power. They want control. They want to dominate. That's the norm in human history. And now it's happening here in America, and it's so sad, folks. Let's go ahead, and we got Paul Watson coming up, but let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's talk to, Trucker Kenny, who's in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Trucker Kenny.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
Is Paul Joseph Watson listening at this moment?
I don't know. He's going to be a guest in the next hour.
This will be informational regarding the UK, and I went to your search engine just on your site. I want to bring this to your attention and the listeners' attention about what the UK wants to do. Have you heard of the Tetra system, the Tetra Towers?
Yes.
Okay, well, I use a mama.com search engine, and for those that want to type in Tetra Towers, T-E-T-R-A, Towers, / mind control, this will go right to the issue, Alex, of command, control, track, and trace, operating on a 17.6 hertz range. And also in some of the UK articles on those websites that the search engine will recover, is that the issue with Greece, Cyprus, and Turkey, where is indicated on one of the websites that 11.3 hertz.
Okay, sir, you're going to need to give folks a little bit of background on what you're talking about. Greece and Turkey and hertz and Tetra Towers. Why don't you break it down for folks?
Okay, the Tetra Tower system, the British government, the UK wants to spend, I believe it was £2.5 billion to erect 30,000 towers for what they call police communications and so on. But upon further looking into the issue, Alex, it appears it's going to be used for mind control.
And for those that don't believe that, in the article I wrote, DARPA Engineering the Beast System, just type that into a search engine, it'll pop up. We have links to every statement I make. The Boston Globe last year came out and said, DARPA just doesn't want these new surveillance towers to watch you. They have patented waves they can send out to make you sick, to make you happy, to even kill you, and they admit, DARPA told them that they're going to deploy this here. And then see, once we have it, we're not going to feel bad anymore. We're going to love the New World Order, Trucker Kenny. But again, for folks that don't believe this, you'll hear it mainstream news in 2 years on the nightly news, how great it is. You folks laughed at me a couple years ago when I said the cops are going to be forced to take chips, the prisoners. Now it's happening in multiple countries. They're going to be on the news saying, take all the microchips. They're going to be on the news saying we're going to secretly arrest you. Now all of that is mainstream. Martial law is mainstream. Concentration camps are good and are mainstream. And yes, DARPA says they're going to openly put up towers, and once they turn them on, Trucker Kenny, we're going to love the New World Order.
Yes, Alex, and also if they want to go to Carnicom's website, carnicom.com, and look at the HAARP issue and how that factors into as a vector for electromagnetic conveyance.
I hear you. Good points. Thanks for the call. More calls coming up.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, back live, folks, continuing with your phone calls. I just want to make a comment about the last caller. Kenny in Wisconsin brought up how the government is deploying all of these high-power towers with just huge electrical connections to them, and there is, from the 50s, patented waves, electronic waves that can be sent off that can control the mind. That is, I mean, they can't make you, you know, go start your car and drive to Albuquerque, New Mexico, but they can make you throw up, feel giddy, get sick, have a stroke. It's like these microwave guns that they've quietly deployed over the last 3 years, even before 9/11, to all the major police departments. And they can turn it down on low and just burn your skin, or turn it up on high and fry you. High-powered microwave guns, a huge dish. They deploy these sound weapons that can burst your eardrums to Iraq. And I said, folks, the police have quietly already gotten these systems. And lo and behold, Associated Press last Friday, sound weapons to be used against the population. But sound weapons against protesters is one thing. That's one thing. Another are machines that will control your mind. And they say, well, for security, DARPA, the Pentagon, wants to put this up in America. I mean, again, it's like I've woken up into an Outer Limits Twilight Zone episode. I can't believe this. I can't believe 160 Mexican judicial workers to be able to get into the Justice Department all had to take chips. And now it's 300. Now another 100 and something got it. Now they're saying they may make all the police take it. I mean, this is mainstream news, and there's mainstream articles every day about how great it is and how money will soon be replaced with a chip. And in Time Magazine for Kids, every issue I see has this in it. And the children's shows have it in them, and just everywhere. I mean, I could run down the street pulling my hair out screaming, and that would be more of a normal response to all of this than people that just say, eh, big deal. And it'd be one thing if our government was loving and good and compassionate, and, oh, we just want this for you because we're angels and this will stop any problems. Those type of governments don't exist. And out of the different types of governments that exist, we've got one of the worst I could imagine. And I don't mean George Bush, folks. He's a total puppet. There's no difference between George Bush and John Kerry other than the Bush tax cut, which was small for the average person, quite large for the middle class, and huge for rich people. And frankly, I have no problem with tax cuts. I always think they're good. But we have a giant ballooning government, and so that's what Republicans and Democrats do, is Republicans get us deeper into debt, and then Democrats jack up our taxes. But that's really the only difference. All right, I'm off on a tirade. Let's go to calls. Michael in South Carolina. Michael, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I was looking around the Drudge Report the other day, and they had a headline that read, I was on Bin Laden's trail, and it's an AP news article.
Yeah, that's the guy that one of the people they're charging with torture.
Right.
He got up and said, look, I was working for the U.S. government, I was about to bust Bin Laden, and they grabbed me.
Right.
Now I wouldn't buy that story if we didn't have articles from before 9/11 with Bin Laden in Dubai at the American Hospital with the CIA, 6 months before that, a BBC, London Telegraph articles, where British ambassadors came back and said, we were on the Afghan-Pakistan border, and U.S. Special Forces were at a compound guarding Bin Laden. We have that. If Special Forces colonels hadn't been in the San Francisco Chronicle and in Reuters saying, we had al-Qaeda cornered, will you turn your radio off, please? Special Forces colonels saying, we have al-Qaeda and Taliban 8,000 cornered, and they're ordered back off, and they watch hundreds of helicopters land, U.S. helicopters, and the article said black folks, that special ops, super secret FEMA, type operators, or lower level secret like Delta Force, that's not as high as it goes, folks, landed and then flew them to dozens of C-130s to be flown out of the country. Go ahead, Michael.
He says on there that he was, 30 days from capturing this guy, and he gave, them the exact house he was at in Peshawar, Pakistani or whatever, and, he gave them the grid, the house number, everything, and, the FBI confirmed that they went there, but they didn't go until 5 days later, and he was already gone, And he was like, it's almost like they don't even want to catch it, which I found kind of interesting.
Well, that's how this story works. But Bin Laden, according to my source, and I don't know if this is disinfo, but 2.5 years ago, White House source, high level, told me that Bin Laden died of kidney failure before 9/11. That he was handed over by the family in turn for big weapons contracts, which they've made billions off those alone, through the Carlyle Group. Yes, the Bin Ladens make money off the war, folks. It's true. And that he's been frozen ever since, and that they're going to roll him out right before the election. Now, I said this could be disinfo, but then Madeleine Albright comes out and says it. Senator Grassley, a Republican, comes out and says it. All these people say it. What do you think's happening, Michael?
I don't know. I mean, he could be. I mean, I don't know. It could be anything, They're definitely not going to. They're definitely not looking for him too hard,
Well, it's admitted historical fact, Michael, that our government created al-Qaeda, that our government put the Taliban in, and
right.
That's not debatable. And no. People need to stop denying that.
All right, well, I appreciate it. I just want to let you know one more thing. I'm down here at Georgia Southern College here, and, you know, I'm trying to let the people know, but it's rather difficult. But I've gotten through to a few.
Good and, job. It's people like you that are the backbone of this country. Take care, Michael. Carol and Carmine hung up, ladies. I like to talk to the ladies, so call me back at 1-800-259-9231. They hung up together. 1-800-259-9231. Like to hear from the women, not just the men. Who's up next, Jason? Ed in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, did you hear last week there was a microbiologist, a female. She was thrown in the trunk of a car.
Yes, another one died. They get shot in the back of the head. They get their hearts cut out. That was in the Washington Post. They die in an inch of water. They fall out of high buildings. Cars jump the mediums and run over them and back over them. In 15-mile-an-hour zones at universities, they die in airlocks, they die from biologicals. It's up to like 70 now.
Well, she had her cell phone in her pocket, so she contacted her boyfriend, and by luck, a cop pulled the car over, and she was all right and everything. But and
so how did she get in the trunk?
Some guy grabbed her and threw her in the trunk of a car. I'm not sure if it was her car or what.
I saw that blurb. That's the problem. So much is happening, I can't even keep track of it anymore. That's why I love your calls. You take us in all these different directions. Now, why is the microbiologist story important?
In case there's any kind of anthrax attack or a smallpox attack, they're the people that, you know, that don't understand what's going on and stuff. They're the experts.
Exactly. Here's the scary part. The key people, the heads of their fields in Australia, Russia, the U.S., England, the head of Portendown Bioweapons Lab, all these important people who've developed the race-specific bioweapons, the weaponized anthrax, the weaponized smallpox, people that know how to treat it, that know how to identify who made it, they're all dying. They're all being killed. And it's very, very scary.
I have the book from your network on how to survive a bio-nuclear attack and stuff, and I've read it many times, you know. It's very, very informative.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you supporting GCN Radio Network. Take care. All right, I'll get to more of your calls coming up here after the break, but speaking of protecting Al-Qaeda, this is out of United Press International. Pakistan denies holding names of captured Al-Qaeda members until U.S. election. Pakistan said Sunday it still has no information about the whereabouts of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and his close associates. Pakistan is conducting a major operation against terror suspects in the country, arresting 63 people since July. Information Minister Shaki Rashid Ahmed told a news briefing in Islamabad that Pakistani intelligence agencies had discovered an Al-Qaeda plot to bomb the U.S. Embassy, the President's home, and other key buildings in Islamabad. He said 10 suspects were in custody, including some key Al-Qaeda operatives. Confirming these arrests, Pakistani Interior Minister Fasil Shahil Hayat said senior Al-Qaeda Al-Qaeda leaders, such as bin Laden and his deputy, Aman al-Zahari, were not among those arrested. He rejected news media reports as speculative that Pakistan had arrested some senior Al-Qaeda leaders and was planning to announce their names closer to the U.S. elections. Said Hayat, "We have nothing to do with the U.S. elections. We are catching these suspects because we want to create a safe and peaceful Pakistan for future generations." Folks, the head of Pakistani intelligence met on the morning of 9/11 with Porter Goss and other intelligence heads. Pakistan, admittedly, was there helping the CIA fly out the Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders. That's admitted. And last year, they had to admit that Perez Musharraf, the head of Pakistan, put in by our government, by the way, staged a bombing against himself as an excuse to have crackdowns against the people. It's ridiculous. He drove over a bridge, had it bombed an hour after he left, and said, "Oh, look, I'm under attack," and it turned out it was fake. Just like Putin blowing up his own apartment buildings to blame it on his political enemies. How much of this are we going to put up with? We'll take calls and we'll get into the latest Abu Ghraib torture. It gets worse and worse and worse. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com are the websites. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's go straight back to your calls. David in California, welcome.
Hey, greetings, Alex. It was good hearing you were talking about that woman with that horrible book about internment camps. That happened to raise my... the scariest book that I've got on my shelf right here is an old textbook from the old Appleton Century Publishing Company called The Economics of Total War by Henry William Spiegel. And it makes it really plain that the concept of total war is one in which the blank check that comes from fear, the taxpayers are always going to be beleaguered by these blank checks. Every time there's a new crisis, you have to write another blank check for each new crisis. And so every day that goes by that Bush comes up with a new crisis, he gets another blank check. And, of course, in the name of top secrecy, you don't ever get a chance to do the auditing of these crises. And if they don't catch them, they can always claim, well, we nipped it in the bud and we didn't have to do all that we had to say about it. But we did spend the money, and we properly spent it. And
well, there's your point's well taken, David. There's different types of economies. There's true free markets. There's socialist. There's communist. There's fascist. I would call this crony capitalism, where they socialize our wealth and then steal it in a fascistic pipeline. And this Homeland Security, new domestic CIA, it's about engineering the entire economy through the coffers of the elite, kind of like the Russian system. And in every case, China, Russia, African dictatorships, whatever, you get elites, and whatever name they give their system, it's all command and control. And the entire economy is fed through the hands of just a few oligarchs. And so that's the system we're going to. And they use the threat of crisis as the pretext to shut down all dissent. And that's exactly what's happening. And then we've got people like Savage and Milken and all of them saying camps are good, secret arrests are good. Your own Deputy Attorney General, Calhoun, came out in the newspaper last year. They're in Oakland and said, disagreeing with the government is aiding terrorists. You should be arrested. No protest allowed. I mean, across the political spectrum, John Kerry says he's for the war. He just debates how to prosecute it. There's no difference.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole point. By the way, you know, they're running three layers of 911 hearings today. And I was watching one of the sessions about an hour or so ago, and a question came up. I don't know if you're very familiar with the Church Committee of, 15, 20 years ago. But one of the scandals that they had learned from the old CIA was that there were a lot of dirty people in there who were essentially using the taxpayers' money to do corporate spying. So, if, say, for example, General Motors wanted to spy on Volkswagen, they would use the CIA to essentially, facilitate it. Well, nowadays, with all of these wiretaps that they've got on everybody, they essentially have figured out, and this came up really directly in the hearing this morning, that that these wiretaps are good. Whether or not they can be justified under normal terrorism aspects, they can still use the information. Well, the point of it was that you can essentially, NSA is essentially monitoring every phone call that leaves and comes into America, as well as, a good portion of the Internet is spied upon. So all of these corporate transactions, whether it's their business accounts, whether it's their potential ad revenues or anything like that, or ad sales or anything like that, these can always be monitored and then sold on the private market by these CIA or NSA types or Homeland Security.
But see, something that was illegal back in the 70s is now in plain view. They're saying relationships with the Fortune 500 and the Matrix system, the state-level NSA vacuum cleaner suction cup, all of this is to be given in a two-way membrane between private industry, which owns and runs our intelligence agencies. So now that pipeline is being beefed up and being legitimized. You know, that was like last year, the Pentagon betting scheme where they were going to bet on new terror attacks
right.
and make money off of it. Well, they did go ahead and privatize that. Something that's illegal, they just legalize and hide in plain view. I mean, so much of what was unbelievable just a few years ago is now hidden in plain view.
Well, you know, it's to some degrees, it's really easy to squash these people like bugs, because in a way, you know, when you were a little kid, you know, you were told Aesop's Fables, and Aesop's Fables, one of these nursery rhymes was, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Now, what is it that Bush and his buddies are keep pushing is telling us to consolidate, that monopolies are good. They're telling us to put all our eggs in one basket. And every two-year-old and every moron can tell you that's the stupidest idea yet. So, there we go.
I heartily agree with you. Thank you so much, sir, for
all right,
your phone call.
Have a good America.
All right. We'll be back with Tim and others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
What you doing when you're driving my way? If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, 'cause my door.
All right, my friends, we're back live. Alex Jones here, your host. If you're joining us for the first time and you're wondering where this broadcast is coming from, if I sound frantic or upset, it's because I am. I mean, I love this country, and all the basic bedrock foundations and the pillars, the canons, the heart of what this nation is supposed to be is being dismantled. And I can't stand it. I love this country. And a government doubling its growth rate, the Bill of Rights being butchered, the borders being wide open, Denver, Colorado, public school put up the U.S. flag and the Mexican flag, and people complained and last week, and they took it down, but then said that, well, once the danger's over by the hate mongers, they're going to put it back up, and that, well, the school is 85% from Mexico, and they want it. Well, what are you going to do, school, when Maybe just let them put it back up, and then what's going to happen when they say, we don't want an American flag, period, in there? I mean, I've been to Mexico quite a few times. I don't see the American flag hanging in their schools. And again, the majority of Hispanics in major polls are against these open borders and against all this. But, you know, people say, what's going to happen when they say take the American flag down? Well, 4 or 5 years ago, they did a 10-part series. It was more than 4 or 5 years ago. That was back in 99. Yeah, 5 years ago, they did a 10-part series in the San Antonio Express News where, at the time, it was, what, 4 different Texas towns, but the one town in focus was El Cenizo. And they do not fly the American flag there. They fly the Mexican flag. You're not allowed to speak English in court proceedings, which is discriminatory, only Spanish. It's already happening. And, you know, why am I going off into this tirade? Well, that's articles I've got in front of me. It gives me a headache. It makes me angry. It hurts me. I mean, last night I was listening to a Los Angeles radio show that gets carried locally on the station I'm on, the Terry Anderson broadcast, and he was playing members of the Los Angeles City Council up there saying, white America's dying, we're taking over, your time is over, it's the time of Chicanos and Hispanics, and if you don't like it, leave the country, ha ha ha, you old whiteys. I mean, it was racist. And I'm somebody who was raised not to dislike anybody. A lot of my friends are Hispanic, frankly. About almost most of my really good friends are, it just so happens. That's who I get along with. But they're not like this. They don't talk like this. They're against all this. But the people in power are out there pushing it. And by the way, when you look at who funds the radicals that want to break this country up, it's the big banks in New York. It's the old white men with, you know, the German last names or the Irish last names or the Jewish last names. You know, the old line power structure. They're using Mexico and Latin America to break down the sovereignty of this country because they want to have a Balkanization take place. They want to have kind of a French separatist movement like they have in Canada in the Southwest. Because let me tell you, the average Mexican loves America and had nothing against America. But by the time our government and our public schools and colleges are done with them, they do hate America. And that scares me. That's just one of the issues I'm concerned about. And George Bush wants blanket, total, in perpetuity, amnesty. A 6-year program that automatically renews every 6 years. And in it, I've read the bill, in it, it says that the Fortune 500 can pay to bring unskilled workers here. And that if you want to come, you're legal. I mean, folks, there's 6,350-something million people. At a census from 4 years ago, it's even more now. Though we don't know the specific numbers, but it's over 6,300,000,000. And they all want to come here, and they'll work for nothing, folks. And yeah, they will work harder than a lot of Americans. It's true. But for a lot of us who do want to work, and who will work 2-3 jobs, it's hurting us because we can't compete, and we're not going to be able to even buy those slave goods from China anymore. So if you look at an economic system of taking care of the people and having a free market and having a good society, it doesn't make sense. The model the globalists are pushing and building doesn't make sense from the position of doing good, having a middle class grow, getting people out of poverty. No, the model they're pushing creates a tiny, ultra-elite with almost no middle class with a giant underclass who have no chance of crawling up out of this system. Then they tell us there's no inflation. There was another article this weekend in the paper, local paper. I spent hours reading it. And it was, you know, there was an article about how you got to be vaccinated. It's the law. Not true. Another article about, oh, the State Guard is going to be on the streets and searching your bags and running your life and doing arrests, and they're going to be new law enforcement, and it's good. There was another article in there about, oh, the dollar needs to go down even more. Oh, this is so good for the dollar, so we don't have inflation, and, ooh, your stocks are worth more because the dollar's worth less. Folks, that's all a paper manipulation. If the dollar goes down in value, yeah, that'll boost stock prices, but it's only because they're readjusting because the dollar's worth more. It's only a paper equation. It means nothing. And it went into how good it is to have a bad dollar, and boy, let's get a weaker dollar going here. I don't know. I could tirade all day. It's just, there's so many issues and so many bad things happen in this country. And I'm not trying to be negative. Man, I would love, I'm a good salesman. I'm good at business. I would love to go open a big coffee shop bookstore and just go do that and have fun and just make a decent living and not worry about this stuff and go play golf every afternoon and hang out with my children and go on cruises and go on trips to Europe. But I don't. I just sit here and fight the New World Order literally 18 hours a day. I fought them 18 hours yesterday. I'm exhausted right now. Because I love this country, and because, you know, it's not negative to sit here and give you all this bad information, all this scary information, because overall it's a positive thing to warn people about the threat. Just heaven help us. They're openly talking about putting chips in us, openly pushing concentration camps, openly pushing arresting those that disagree with the government, openly bills are almost passing at the state level that are... They put you in prison for life if you download music illegally. I mean, it's just, they're building giant prisons everywhere. The police are looking meaner and meaner, strutting around in black uniforms and combat boots. They're issuing them sound weapons and microwave guns. DARPA says they're going to put up mind control towers publicly. I mean, I'm freaking out here. I've read hundreds of top scientific reports about how sodium fluoride brain damages you and is a toxic sedative. I know they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and mercury at hundreds of times the safe level. I know they're sterilizing women with the stuff in the tetanus shots. I know that they've tested biologicals and chemicals on the population right through the mid-1980s, the last stuff that was declassified. We got a government that'll lock a GI in a room and nerve gas them just to see what it does to them, killing people, and no one gets in trouble, and they admit they do it routinely, and then it's just what they do, the exercise of power. I see free speech being shut down everywhere, preachers being arrested for reading the Bible on street corners, anti-war protesters locked in cages, inside cages, under train stations. Ugh. Ugh. And then the government says, well, it's for terror. But every time I look at their programs, even if you bought their terror argument, it says to fight terror and crime. The neighborhood watch is going to spy on you and look for your windows to fight terror and crime. And we're going to drug all the children, and we're going to test all of you psychologically, and we're going to make the school year go 11 months out of the year. We're going to keep your kids till 8 o'clock at night, and we're going to have a national draft for men and women, and we're going to... Ooh, man... All right, that's enough. Jim in Rhode Island, thanks for holding. I appreciate you putting up with that last tirade diatribe.
I couldn't agree more, Alex. You're right on the money, as usual.
What's on your mind, my friend?
Alex, I wanted to, in spite of the fact that you have a national, well, actually, I guess worldwide show, you have a huge following here in Rhode Island. And I wanted to put out a call for volunteers to collect signatures for Constitutional Party candidates. We're trying to get all the nomination papers signed and get all the required signatures from
Mr. Peruca?
Yes, yes.
And again, plug our affiliate there in Providence.
WARL 1320 in Providence, place I worked for a short time. Great station.
Yeah, and by the way, for those who just joined us, what was it, 6 months ago? Your governor tried to declare martial law. It was
what he tried to do, Alex. I guess you could certainly call it a form of martial law. If you flew a flag other than an American flag, you would be subject to arrest. If you said anything against the government, you would be subject to arrest. I've only read bits and pieces of it, but it certainly is draconian, no doubt about
it. Now, let me stop you.
Mm-hmm.
Your governor's not really known as a conservative.
Our governor is known as, he's a neocon. He's a Republican.
Exactly. Not known as a real conservative. But the point I was going to make is, at the same time Oregon was trying to pass Senate Bill 742 mm-hmm. to amend Chapter 666, introduced by Senator Menas. Folks, this is not the Phil Henry Show. I'm serious. It is 666. His name is Menas. It almost passed 100-plus reasons for life in prison in a forest labor camp, and one of them was downloading music or blocking traffic, all protesters. The point is, then your governor comes out, and I read the bill on air,
mm-hmm.
and it was in the Providence Journal, and it was also in your local, what is it, News 9, and both those are...
Channel 6, Channel 12, and Channel 10.
Isn't there one called Channel 9?
Not
well, I'm going from
Rhode
memory
Island.
Here. I have the articles posted.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right, and it was. It was very draconian, and it made it to, I think, the State House floor for the representatives, and they squashed it, and deservingly so. It should have been squashed.
But the point is that he puts a window dressing on. If you fly anything with the American flag at your house or business, you'll be put in prison. But then he went on to add, if you disagree with the government, it actually said it, and then we, you know, the transmitters down the street from the Capitol, we put the call out that day. The next day, he apologized. But the point is, they're trying this stuff. And if we didn't have that radio station there, I guarantee you, Rhode Island would have this right now.
Yeah, not only that, not only did he apologize, but he pled ignorance.
Yeah,
voted for this guy.
He said, exactly, he said in the next Providence article, and these are all posted on Infowars.com, Providence Journal article, he said, it's my staff's fault, they got this from Homeland Security. Well, that's even worse if he's not reading it.
Yeah, I don't buy it. It's just like the Patriot Act, Alex. These guys all are saying, all these congressmen and senators are all saying that they didn't know what was in it. The Patriot Act has been getting kicked around since the Oklahoma City bombing when Clinton tried to push it through.
That's right.
It's just a different variant of it. These guys, most of these guys were in office. They've seen it two or three times before. I don't buy it. It's a load.
Oh, Congressman Ron Paul and others admit that. Now, real quick, plug the Constitution Party, how folks help in Rhode Island.
I am trying to organize folks to go out and collect signatures for Mike Perutka. My name is Timothy Goodness, and you can contact me at timgoodness@hotmail.com. And I'll even give my home phone number, Alex, if you don't mind.
Tim? Give your website again.
It's my email address, timgoodness, all one word, all lowercase, @hotmail.com.
My goodness, that's goodness.
Yep, and my home phone number is 295-4122. I'm looking for people to go out and collect signatures.
You got to give folks the area code.
401. We're in Rhode Island.
Give the number again. People didn't hear that.
401-295-4122. And my name is Tim Goodness. Looking for people to go out and collect signatures for Mike Perutka.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet, and I really do appreciate that affiliate and every other affiliate. They are so precious to getting the word out and fighting the New World Order. Just praise God for that. Next up here is Annette in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Annette.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good, my dear.
Hi. My name's Annette. I'm from New York. I'm 41 years old. And I bumped into your website by accident. And I think what you're doing is a great thing. Years ago, I read about the New World Order when I was in my 20s. And, you know, when you're young, you think maybe all this stuff will go away. And it's just gotten worse. And
yeah, that's putting it lightly.
Yeah, I've read books on this stuff. In fact, I had recently bought a book. I don't know if you ever heard of him, William Cooper.
Yes, he's dead.
Yes, he got killed. And he put out a book, Behold a Pale Horse. And a lot of that stuff is about what you talk about. And that lady that you had from Black Box Voting, I had went to a cinema last night that shows documentaries.
Yes, Bev Harris.
Yes. And they showed about the president 2000 election, about the voting machines. And when I saw her on that, I said, oh, my God. I said, you know, because I saw your interview with her. And it's a shame what's going on. It's painful to me because it's Democratic and Republicans. And I find it very absurd that these are self-serving politicians.
Well, that's another thing I didn't mention in my list of horrible things that are happening. Of the big five voting machine companies, three of them are run by former directors or deputy directors of the CIA.
Right.
The other big one's run by the former head of the NSA.
And the other
one's owned by Clear Channel. And they admit that they got wireless transmitters in them. No record. They've been caught engaged in fraud coast to coast. Their own engineers have quit. I mean, this isn't like, oh, the machines are messing up. They're screwing up. This is on purpose. We're losing our right to vote.
And the elected officials, the companies that have these voting machines, the elected officials can get
here's an example. Here's an example. Senator Hagel was
Senator
15.
Senator Hagel, I know. I saw that last night on your website.
Yeah. Senator Hagel was 15 points behind in polls. Then he got elected with a landslide. And then we learned that he magically owned the machines that 80% of people...
He owned the machines.
Yeah. So they own the machines that people vote for them on. Michael McCall's father-in-law owns the machines that he got swept into office on here in Austin.
Well, I want to know, what can I do to help, help get this? I bought your videos.
I'll tell you after the break. Thanks for the call. We'll be back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Everybody else, your calls are coming up. You know, it's a good sign, though, in this nation that some of the biggest websites on the Internet are exposing the New World Order, that the majority of news on the Internet is anti-establishment, exposing the globalists, that this broadcast is on in upstate New York and Maryland and Rhode Island and Boston and Florida and Texas and Kansas and Missouri and Colorado and Utah and California and just all over the place, New Mexico. We're getting more and more affiliates. Ohio, two great affiliates in Ohio. Just God bless you all. Thank you for what you're doing. Because, look, what's happened is, as this show gets more and more hardcore, we actually get more affiliates. Because 5-6 years ago, talk station owners, managers would hear me on the radio or hear me on the satellite or hear me as a guest and laugh at me. But they weren't bad people. They just couldn't believe it. Hey, I can't believe this stuff, and I'm here saying it. Okay? I wish it wasn't true. But they've been man enough and woman enough. Got to mention Tennessee, a bunch of other states too, but that carry us. But they were man or woman enough that once they saw the facts, they said, man, get that man on our local radio station. It's true. I'm standing up for this country. And a lot of sponsors have stepped up to the plate. And all we're doing is defending America. We're not the ones dismantling this country. And I'm sorry if it's painful to hear. I don't want to believe it. But it's true. I love this country. We're losing America right now. You know, Annette had a nice call from New York, and she said she got my videos. What should she do? Annette, feel free to make copies of my films. I mean, VHS tapes cost like $1.20, $1.50 a piece in bulk, maybe $1 a piece. And hook, get a new VCR for $50, hook them up, and every night when you go to bed, pop a video in, make a copy. When you get up in the morning, label it. Take you about 2 or 3 minutes every day. Label it and give it to a friend, a neighbor, a county commissioner, a local talk show host. You know, I've put out thousands of copies of videos, and that's supported us over the years, but I do radio interviews almost every day, sometimes multiple times daily. I mean, you'll hear me on your local radio station at 2 a.m. or 6 a.m. You know, I'm all over the place. I'm the hardest working guy on radio. And you'll hear callers call in, and they'll say, I saw your video. It woke me up. And I'll say, did you get it from me? And they'll go, no, I didn't. It's a copy of a copy of a copy. Is that all right? And I go, oh, yes. Please make copies of that copy. I mean, I've done my own little poll. So for those of you that have gotten the films and have made copies of them, it's had a huge effect. For those that have aired them on Access TV, God bless you, air them again. Get my new film, Matrix of Evil. Get The Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get George Humphrey's new video we carry on 9/11. Play them on Access TV. You're authorized to make copies of my films, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and get the films. Watch clips of them. Read about them. Thousands of videos have turned into millions, folks, and for those of you that got copies of the films and haven't made copies, please make copies. My videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. Many of them are 2.5 hours long. They're all over 2 hours long. So big discount when you get three or more. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, or simply call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. You can call and ask questions or order or hear about the different specials we have to offer. 1-888-253-3139. Give us a call, folks. Get the films. Make copies. Get them out to people. I carry a bunch of other books and videos and books on tape that are incredible by other researchers that you need to have, so definitely get those as well. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. All right, the third hour with your calls, a ton of news, and Paul Watson is straight ahead. Stay with us.